Hello, listeners. Thank you for tuning into the Roll One podcast. If this is your first time, I recommend you go back to episode one and start there. If you're returning, welcome back. We've received some feedback, and some of you don't necessarily know how the Fantasy Flight Games' Star Wars system works, so I'm going to give you a brief primer. How it works is whenever a hero attempts to do an action, such as shoot at a stormtrooper, the hero assembles a pool of dice. There are green, yellow, and blue dice that affect the dice pool positively, and you add those based upon the character's skills. Then, depending upon the difficulty of the check, you also add purple, red, or black dice that have negative modifiers to them. On all of the dice, there are six symbols total, three positive and three negative. The three positive symbols are successes, advantages, and triumphs. The three negative symbols are failures, threats, and despairs. After you roll the dice, add up all the symbols. Successes and failures cancel out. Advantages and threats cancel out. If there's at least one success, the entire roll is a success. However, there might be advantages or disadvantages that modify subsequent rolls or change some of the effects that are going on in the game. I'm sure you've heard examples of them so far and have an idea of how those work. Those are defined by the players and the game master, myself. There's also triumphs and despairs, which, if you're familiar with other games, are similar to critical hits or critical fails. Usually they have some sort of cinematically dramatic effect to them that result in something extremely positive or extremely negative happening. Now with all that technical stuff out of the way, let's just get right to the show.
After using their ill-gotten gains to resupply, fugitives Bosch Trevia, Levo 3, Flint Cross, and Tumask have narrowly escaped the Empire's clutches yet again. The shadow of Muval Ramon's betrayal still looms over the crew, and tensions are running high. Flint Cross and Tumask are both eager to be finished with this job, and now that they've been contacted by Rebel Agent Fulcrum, they may be able to finally deliver Bosch and Levo to them.
So to start off this session, let's get started rolling the Force and Destiny dice, if all of you would like to roll. Okay, we have John, two black, two dark, two light side from Evan, though.
Very fitting.
Two light side from Alfonso.
Yes. Wow, stacked session.
And one dark side from Levo.
Thanks, Tom.
I did it on purpose.
So we got a healthy pool.
Imperial agent.
We also, before the session started, I rolled and talked to Alfonso. His obligation came up, so you start off taking one strain for the session, and your background will come into play more than likely for this. So we start off with an exterior shot of the Iron Shrike, the YT-2400. The ship is flying through space. It's coming towards the camera, so we have a perspective of movement, because in the background is the space station you're flying away from. You guys are making good time. We cut into the common area where Bosch and Flint are standing around the hollowed, or they could be however they want in the room. In the common area, the rebel symbol, or not the rebel symbol, that weird symbol popped up, and that rebel symbol, or the rebel operative claiming to be Fulcrum.
The symbol that the audience may or may not recognize as the precursor to a rebel symbol.
Exactly. It's a precursor to a rebel symbol. We're starting off strong, guys.
Just want to put it out there, I have not.
Now, would it be one of the symbols on the little force things, maybe?
No. No? Unfortunately not. No.
They can't see that anyway.
Audience?
Audience, watch Rebels. You'll know. If you're not watching Rebels, you're spending time listening to us. Thank you for that. And not watching Rebels, get on that. Change your priorities. But also still keep listening to us. Thank you.
Don't change your priorities.
Yeah, don't change them.
Quit your job and watch Rebels.
Exactly. So we this symbol is flying, circling around, projected via a holo projector.
I understand you're looking for a rebel operative.
What the? Hey, how'd you get onto our holo chess board?
This ship used to belong to several rebel agents. I understand you've taken possession of it after Bestine.
Did you turn this on?
I was gonna play some holo chess.
And instead this symbol came up.
Yeah.
My name is Fulcrum. I'm a rebel agent.
Well,
I've been following your exploits since Bastion. Bosch Trebia, we are already aware of you and your guardian droid.
You know my name?
Do you know my name?
Flint, yeah, do you know his name?
Flint Cross. And I understand you are with a slicer known as Tumask. Your exploits have been all over the Holonet.
We should really turn on the news.
Yeah, I gotta say, I feel like staying ignorant of current events is really...
Tumask! Could you look into the Holonet? Do a little Holonet search on our names for a sec? Can you hear me?
We cut into the cockpit. The door, I'm assuming, is closed. Yeah. What's Levo and Tumask doing?
This one would have left him. This one would have left Flint behind. This one's having mixed emotions right now. He is the reason for this one's anger, frustration, insecurities.
Man,
but does Flint deserve to die?
I'm so glad I don't have emotions. It sounds terrible.
We come back.
I left my comm in my room.
With Flint and Bosch.
Is this ship having an intercom?
Yeah, I mean, I think so, sure. And Bosch flips open a little panel and flips on the ship-wide comms. Hey, Tumask? Could you maybe check the Holonet and see if maybe we were, observed?
1 second! Oh!
That doesn't sound good. What do you mean?
I see our faces are everywhere. Bastine?
What was the last planet we were on?
Kuriva.
Kuriva!
You need some water or something?
Yeah.
This one thinks we are being watched, being followed.
To be fair, I'm hearing all of this. To be
fair. Yeah, well, it sounds like you already know everything about us anyways.
Your exploits were quite loud. And Bastine, you attacked the spaceport there and fled, creating a high alert status over the entire city. The Empire, is their internal comms, which we monitor, have been searching for you far and wide. And
then, nodding through the... Yeah, yeah.
And then on Kuriva, in one of the most populated cities on the planet, you improvised a bank heist and managed to steal 200,000 credits.
Yeah, you know, when he says it that way,
it sounds pretty impressive.
Pretty good about this.
Oh, wow.
This one has found security footage, but maybe we'll watch it later.
Sometimes you just have to take a step back from what you've been doing to really feel how impressive it is.
Yeah. We are quite a capable band of heroes.
Heroes?
Or criminals for us?
Yeah, probably closer to that. We'll come up with a word that is less, inflammatory later. Oh, we should really talk to this guy. Hey, what do you want?
Wait, what guy? Who else is there?
Get off the comms! I turned them off.
To be honest, I was expecting a little bit more in the way of professionalism.
Oh,
we just improvised a bank heist.
No. Fair enough. In the state of the galaxy, beggars cannot be choosers, as I'm sure you understand and can appreciate.
That is so true. You should have seen the guy we worked with. He was such a sniveling bank manager. I mean, he was literally a bank manager. What?
I felt kind of bad for him.
Anyways,
I did not.
Anyways.
Yeah, yes. So, we have your boy here that needs transport, yeah? And your droid.
Well, I mean, we would like to get our hands on Bosch again.
What do you mean, get your hands on?
To provide him safe haven.
Okay, because a lot of people are looking for me, so I don't know very much about you guys.
Do you understand the operative who is looking for you? He's known as the Ninth Brother.
The Ninth Brother?
The Ninth Brother. He's one of the most vicious members of the Imperial Inquisition that we've ever come across.
I knew he was an Inquisitor.
Every operative we've ever had who's ever come across him has been murdered.
And what makes you think you can keep me safe?
We have ways of hiding from the Empire as we have for these past few years.
That sounds very, very good right now.
But Barca.
Oh, Bosch's friend, he was captured by this Ninth Brother that you're talking about.
He's
I'm assuming we can just leave that guy behind, right?
Wow.
I don't know him.
Unfortunately, we have no idea what Barca is. We believe He is on the Defiler, the Imperial Star Destroyer that has been acquisitioned by the Ninth Brother.
Good name. Defiler. Just a good name for a ship.
The Defiler! Jeez, these people know how to name their ships. What a bunch of creeps.
A bunch of edgelords.
The edgelord of the
city. Is that edging? I don't know this name.
Yeah, it's okay.
You know edging, but you don't know the state of being edgy.
That's true.
I'm
that's
the lord of edging. I will never climax.
Ever! I will die first!
Oh, edgelord. I get it now.
Okay. Where were we?
The Defiler.
Oh, don't act like this is a tangent. We improvised a 20-minute game of Flip Cup, okay?
That was amazing.
So, Fulcrum, if I come with you, you'll keep me safe, but I'll never see my friend again.
Unfortunately, I believe there's nothing that you can do for your friend at this moment in time. The Empire, their tyranny is vast, and their brutality is all-consuming. There's nothing that they will not destroy to further their endeavor. Unfortunately, we've lost many of our own agents and our loved ones in this cause. Barker is one of many.
Do you know why they're hunting me?
We understand you're able to use the Force like the Jedi of old.
Bull! There's no way!
I told you guys!
Some of our agents on Felucia, when they had first found you and rescued you from that prison, had seen firsthand what you can do.
I mean, I told you guys, but I don't really know how to use them yet. Or at all.
Wait, you're telling me that something that I believe to be hocus pocus and wizardry and completely fake is not only real, but the entire reason that you are being hunted and people are being murdered while hunting for you.
Look, I don't know why you would believe a shadowy voice coming out of a holo chessboard instead of a person standing right in front of you, but yes.
Well, you know, one guy who told me that his uncle owns a dealership. Now I have two people, one of which is, frankly, shadowy figures hold far more weight than teenage boys for me.
Okay, true.
So, Fulcrum, I wish to deliver this young man to you. That is what I was hired to do, and that is what I'm interested in completing. Guide us.
We could happily accept the boy to take him off your hands and bring him to safety. However, I have a proposition for you and your partner, Tumask.
Okay.
Some of our agents in the area have been taken by the Empire. In fact, you are currently flying their ship.
Okay. Are they... I don't suppose they are on Bestine, because, as you know, we have a pretty high profile there.
No,
that's where we found this ship.
They've been taken by the Inquisitor as well. The Inquisitor believes that perhaps they were involved with the incident with Bosch Trivia.
There was an incident? We should really talk more.
You were the incident.
Yeah. Oh, getting him off of that planet?
Yes, that was the incident.
And out of the clutches of... You call that an incident? Whatever, we'll go on.
Do you want to be flattered? Is that what you would like?
No, I just want you to understand how difficult it was and how many we had to kill to get off of that planet and not just call it some sort of accident.
Incident?
You're just mincing words right now.
Okay. Well, how would you like a job?
Oh, fair enough. I would like a job.
Preamble was.
Payment and job are run together. So what are you thinking for us?
We could arrange 20,000 credits for you and 20,000 credits for your partner, Tumask. All in unmarked credits, deliverable to you in any form you see fit. We have another asset we would ask you to rescue.
Okay, give me one moment. I turn the intercom back on after Bosch showed us where it was. Hey, Levo, Tumask.
Yeah?
You need to get in here. We are in contact with the Rebellion.
All right, good.
We're in the lounge.
Do we have to go there?
Yes, I don't want to broadcast it all over. Just please come in here.
All right.
They've offered us a job.
You're just, piloting as fast as you can to the outer edge of the system?
Yeah, cool.
So we walk down and we walk into the common room. Mm-hmm.
Tumask, Levo, meet Fulcrum.
Fulcrum's the chessboard.
Yes, the symbol floating. That's our contact.
Okay.
I'm Agent Fulcrum, working with agents who oppose the Empire. I understand that you have done quite a bit to defy the Empire. Levo, you are actually an asset of ours that we've since used and reprogrammed to try to protect Bosch. At least the cell of ours on Felucian has done.
Whoa. Well, I didn't know that.
Yes, he was programmed to help protect you.
So How long have you been watching us?
I've become aware of you and your position since the incident at Bestine. We've been looking for you and looking for many other assets since.
Yeah, what do you think? I came upon you by accident?
I mean, sure. You seemed like a nice bot.
Alright.
To Musk, this man has offered us 20,000 credits apiece to deliver one of their agents from the clutches of the Empire. I brought you in to find out more details. Figure...
Deliver?
Yes, we have... I don't know the full detail yet. I wanted to get you in here before we started on this whole explanation.
This one is listening.
One of our agents, a Dr. Serta Nuko, was apprehended by the Empire. She's in an Imperial prison complex on the planet Morja. Morja is nearby. You two will be able to reach her quickest before anyone else can or realize who exactly she is.
Ooh, Levo, we're gonna have to skip Yagdul.
Yeah, alright. Heard such nice things about it. Maybe we'll go there one day.
Serta Nuko has information on an Imperial weapons project. This project needs to come to the light of day to save millions, maybe even billions of lives.
Okay, where is she being held on the planet?
Planet Morja is sparsely settled, and there's only a single Imperial prison complex on it on the Southern Hemisphere. I could send you coordinates for the precise location of the prison facility.
How guarded is this prison facility?
Heavily. However, considering the fact that you two just pulled off a heist in a very overly populated area...
we only did it in 10 minutes.
You did.
Very impressive we are.
I should say. And considering you stole a ship out from under the clutches of an Imperial lockdown just days before that. I believe you two are more than capable of finding Serta Nuko and bringing her to the Rebel Alliance.
This one is intrigued. What of Levo 3 and Basha?
Well, I mean, I want to go with them. If they're going to go bust out some of your operatives, there's a chance Barca will be there too.
Possibly, but unlikely.
Unlikely or not, I'm going.
Very well. Levo?
Where he goes, I go.
According to the people who programmed you on Felucia, from what records we have, you are bound to protect Bosch.
Mm-hmm.
Stick with him for this, and if afterwards you like, we can make you a free droid. We can remove that programming.
Huh. We'll talk.
I want confirmation that I am not responsible for the life of Bosch. This... No offense, Bosch, but I want to get paid whether or not we take you out of that prison with us if you're coming.
Wow, what are you trying to say?
You've taken him this far. We understand that there's certain hazards by breaking the Serta Nuko out of this prison. Losses are unfortunately understandable and acceptable.
Excellent.
The information that she has is too important.
Do you have blueprints of this prison?
I do not.
Okay. Do you have any contacts that might?
The agents we had in the system and in the sector were tracked down and killed. The few that weren't were apprehended, Serta Nuko being one of them.
And I'm assuming this ninth brother, he is nowhere near this system.
He's in the sector looking for you. If he finds out and detects that you are there, he will track you down.
How big is the sector? This is Alfonso asking.
It varies depending upon the sector.
It's like a state.
Core world sectors are, you know, they could be several planets.
How big is this sector? Like, how long would it take for him to get from the middle to the edge?
Like a day. Like day at the most. I mean, it depends upon the ships. If he has a ship with a good hyperdrive, could be half a day. Could be minutes. Could be a half hour. It's whatever the plot dictates.
that is the worst answer.
You guys are in the inner rim, so the sectors tend to be smaller than they are in the outer rim. The outer rim is just like, we're just going to
get the fuck out of the inner rim.
You guys are in the suburbs of the galaxy right now.
What's so special about Bosch?
Was he not in the room earlier?
Oh, he was not in the room.
No, we didn't have the comms on before.
Okay.
He's got mystical powers, apparently.
Mystical powers?
I'm
hocus pocus.
That's what he said. I'm force sensitive. I don't know how you both learned that idiom growing up in such different locations.
That's because the force is ridiculous. I'll believe it when I see it with my own eyes. Alfonso's dancing.
So you want us to deliver both Serta Nagal and Bosch to you?
Correct. And in exchange, we will pay you.
This one heard 20,000 credits for Serta. This one didn't hear any money being offered for Bosch.
I understand you've already been paid for that one.
Hey, we paid ourselves.
Yeah, you did.
The previously mentioned impressive improvised bank heist.
We're going to have a problem.
So you want to try to negotiate to get more pay?
I didn't stop you from negotiating.
Yeah. Like, that was money that Tomas feels that he and Flint earned for the group. He didn't know Bosch was valuable. This is completely different I guess it was originally to deliver
Bosch paid us out of his own funds when we had to steal them. It's just, I think he might want to buy us something nice as a gift. I should have said that as Flint, actually.
You want to rewind?
Hey, Bosch, it was out of Bosch's funds that we received our armor and weaponry. So perhaps a slight bit more from Bosch, and then we will be settled on that count. That's how I feel. If you want to negotiate for more, that is fine with me.
This one is satisfied with that.
Very well. Do you have any questions before we begin the mission?
I see. We have asked for blueprints, and they didn't have that. No contacts.
Unfortunately, you're going to be going in blind.
Yeah, what else is new?
Any additional resources or weapons you can provide?
Unfortunately, not. Everything we've had in the sector has been confiscated.
On the plus side, I have 6 heavy blasters that I confiscated from the last wreckage of our Hoopafe.
Finally!
So
we're going in blind, but we're also going in hot.
Yes, we are. Going
in blind and heavily armed.
Alright,
perfect combination.
Is there anything else that we can think of while we still have this man on the phone?
Frankly, I'm amazed he hasn't hung up on us already.
We are desperate.
they are desperate. You know, they reach out to a bank, couple of bank robbers. They gotta be desperate.
Well, I don't think we should go in blind. We should look for someone who knows something about this place before we go in.
I completely agree. Trying to effect some sort of reconnaissance. Mm-hmm.
Can anyone think of any questions for Fulcrum before we shut this off? I cannot.
We will get in touch with you after we hear the prison heist has gone off successfully.
Okay. Or we'll be dead.
Or so. Unsuccessfully.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Oh, wait! What does she look like? Can you send us her file? I want to know more about this Serta Anuko.
The hologram pops up and we see this sort of fish-faced alien called a Selkath. Smooth, rubbery skin with sort of a flat-billed mouth with little dangly bits. She's an aquatic species.
Respect.
So, yeah. She's, you just see her profile spinning, has her height, her weight, age, all that stuff. Yeah. If it's relevant to you, I'll come up with something.
I want to know up to this
1.6 meters tall, pod bellied.
Whoa! Wow.
Yep, Selka.
Oh, so, for the audience, her face looks like a manta ray.
On the side.
Yep.
Wow.
The dangly bits that were spoken of. It's the head of a manta ray, and then the body of
a guy named Ray.
Ray Romano.
Ithakid? The one with the head that comes out in a big J shape?
Ithorian.
Ithorian. The body of an Ithorian with the head of a manta ray.
Yeah, definite manta ray head.
3 fingers, gray, mottled skin.
All right, Fulcrum, we will... How do we get
in touch with you?
Yeah, that.
I think he said he won't until he either hears that we succeed or fail.
Okay.
All right, so I guess this is our communication on this shit. That's fine with me. All right, let's get planning. Thank you, Fulcrum.
Thank you, and may the Force be with you.
Yeah, with you.
Ridiculous.
So the hologram projector fizzles out, and the Dejeric board turns back off.
Well, that came out at a fairly opportune time.
Well, either way, I think we should find out more about this prison.
We'll probably have to get on planet to another settlement, maybe.
Mm-hmm, maybe. Someone know anything about planets?
I know a few people that
knowledge run... core worlds.
Sure.
Nice.
Let's see if I know of a settlement that isn't under...
This is going to be difficulty... Direct. 3, because we're just sort of out of the way planet.
I have a yellow and 2 green.
Oh, you should take that.
I know a few people that you run contraband into prisons in different places. Let me think about it and see if anyone I know of goes to Moja.
Yeah, your contacts have been great so far.
One for two.
I'm sensing a bit of hostility among this one is one.
Yeah, you're the good one.
Yeah, you are my contact. You're welcome.
Failure.
Oh.
3 failures, a disadvantage, 2 advantages.
You wanted to get off that planet anyway.
Okay. So
this one did not want failure. To get off. This one was there for 2 months. Longest any place this one has stayed.
You said explicitly that you were done with that planet.
You did, I remember.
This one doesn't recall. This one's going to investigate this chessboard, figure out how Fulcrum did it.
So you're going to start trying to take apart the chessboard?
Yeah. He wants to know how he did it. It was pretty impressive technology.
So while you're doing that, I'll have you roll in a second. Will, Bosch rolled knowledge to see if he knew anything about Morja, and he does not.
Ah.
Nothing's showing up in my datapad. It's like it's been scrubbed off of the webs.
Not the webs.
Like, all you see is that it's a planet. It's a settled planet, but it doesn't look like there's any actual settlements on it.
Same 3 for me?
Yep.
Daunting. No.
Nope.
2 failures. Period.
Cool.
2 failures.
I don't. Yep. None of my contacts have gone to Morja. It's too out of the way. It's a very high profile when you're running to the one prison on a planet that is sparsely populated.
And there might be planetary defenses.
Excellent. That's all we need. We're probably going to have to get planet side and then see if we can find someone on planet who may know this place. We have to make our own contacts instead of rely on someone we already know.
I would like to roll a xenology check to see if I can determine anything about the wildlife on Morja. Is that the same 3?
Same difficulty.
All right.
Okay, what you know is that there's no native species from Morja.
Huh. Okay. Any
invasive
species, perhaps?
Yeah. I mean...
Other than the Empire.
What you loosely maybe know is that maybe there's some plants there that have been harvested off-world. Mm-hmm. What little information you're able to glean off the Holonet from it is that it's an agricultural world.
Okay.
So it's not actually really habited. It does have animals.
Okay. Because that is basically the question I'm asking with this role, is what kind of animals are on the planet that we might perhaps use for transportation or to sneak around?
Or knocking through a wall.
Yeah.
There's a big one.
Yeah.
Or sending through some pipes or holes.
If it's tiny. Mm. Maybe eat it if it tastes good.
Yeah. Maybe there's an animal that explodes and we can throw it at the prison.
Yeah.
Maybe we just want a friend, like an animal.
Yeah, I think we need a companion. Need a dog, you guys. Yeah. I think we need a dog. We need a ship dog.
Three guys, a droid, and a dog. This summer.
So the species that is on the planet, the only animal that you know of, is called a brew rose. B-R-U-W-O-S-A.
Brew rose?
Thanks, Scoop.
A brew rose is a large lizard native to the planet. They're effectively blind, and they use sound and heat and smell to navigate.
A large lizard, huh?
Perfect for sieging.
To mosques, you could totally charm these people.
It's not a sentient lizard. It's
Flynn doesn't know that.
Cool. You've maybe seen books when you're reading books about lizards during your education. You've come across this one before. Bosch might know.
Oh, I'm sorry. And what was it called again?
A brew rose.
All right. Well, the only thing I remember from when I was a kid, my grandpa used to tell me that there were something called a brew rose. They're like a sort of a large lizard. They can't really see, but maybe we can use them to cause some sort of distraction.
Maybe.
Okay. I'm not great with animals, so you all can be in charge of that.
Either way, more information. We know the coordinates of where the prison is on the planet?
Yep.
Okay.
Let's get headed in that direction, at least.
Yeah, so we'll head towards the planet.
How long is it going to take us to get there?
It's not that far. It's going to take you 12 hours. 12 hours.
So we'll see you guys tomorrow?
Can I roll a computers check to check out this chessboard?
Sure. Maybe a mechanics check to sort of take it apart to see.
Ooh, good change. Can I get a green?
Yeah, it's going to be... It's not that difficult to take it apart and see how it works. So 2 purple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Success and 2 advantage.
Cool. Do you have any idea what you want for your advantages?
My advantages is I unlock another game that you can play on it. Like, cool. There's like a secret, like, yeah. I don't know.
You find an Easter egg in the game.
It's like a, yeah, it's like a demo.
It's Snake.
Yeah.
They have Tony Hawk Pro Skater out here. You see that the holo projector was modified with a long-range comm transmitter that transmits through the comm system in the ship itself and projects into the holo projector. But there's also a basically almost like a VPN service to sort of hide it.
This one has found a long-range transmitter inside the board. They're not close by, whoever this fulcrum is. I can't track them down and can't be traced. Very impressive stuff. There's also...
I'm trying to think of a clever game name.
Tony Minock.
Duke Deck.
Pro Spacer.
There's also a pod racing game hidden deep within the code.
Ooh.
I can bring it up for us.
I won't lie to you, I was not very interested in all the technical mumbo jumbo, but I do love pod racing games.
This one's not a big chess fan, but pod racing's pretty enjoyable. We have a long ride to this Munga?
Morja?
Morja planet? This one's memory is a little faint.
Yeah, I'm so glad you're our astrogator.
He's used to reading the script instead of, you know, speaking it out loud. I can understand.
Who needs to memorize anything anymore? It's all in your wrist.
Well, I don't know. Tumask, have you ever thought about participating in community theater?
Community theater? Yeah.
Bosh, what are you talking about?
You know, like, just, have you, you guys don't have this on your home planets, on Arcania. We have small societies of people who get together and they learn dramatic plays and then perform them.
Hey, Bosch, I think we know what community theater is. My question is around how it relates to the conversation we were having about memory.
Because he said, why would you need to memorize anything anymore? What if you were doing a play?
This one's talking about knowledge, power, not a play. There is no play. You either do something for real or you don't do it at all.
Tumask, I would love to take you out for a night at the theater. I have to tell you.
This one's hesitant.
Well, we can talk about it later.
Yeah, we've got 12 hours to talk about it.
If we get out of this alive.
We do like a clockwise wipe.
And that's how the third act of Romeo and Juliet ends. Isn't that ridiculous, Tumas?
All of a sudden the alarm saying you're coming out of hyperspace starts to chime.
No. No, no, no. No, 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 no.
Oh, no?
No. I have 12 hours to plan a goddamn prison break on a heavily guarded place. I'm not letting him do Romeo and Juliet for those 12 hours and not talk about the fucking plan. No, 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 no.
We don't know anything about the plan.
Yeah, we want to find information first. Our plan is to find information.
Oh my god, we should plan how to find the information. I think
we have to go on the planet.
Flint is honestly not ready to just jump in another fucking place after the two fucking fiascos. And after he called out on the telephone by some asshole that he feels he has to prove himself to now.
So what do you want to do? Where are we going to find more information then?
Well, we're going to find a settlement. Obviously, right?
Okay, yeah, so that's where we're going.
We're going to... Vivo, I swear to God.
I will not interrupt you. My apologies.
It's not about interrupting. It's Go about on. Being cavalier with our lives. I know you are programmed, but that is not an excuse. You can also be shut down. I don't want that to happen, do you?
No.
Okay. I don't mean by us. That was not a threat. I want to make that clear. So we are about to embark on a prison break. Now, what we have done so far together has been slapdash and pretty terrifying. I almost died. None of the rest of you were, you know, thrown, as you told me later, from a falling building onto a ship.
That's true. We did do that.
We are more familiar now with grenades. We are more familiar with the weaponry that we'll be using. We are well armored. But we are going to be sneaking into a prison to find somebody that we have never met, get them out of the prison safely, and escape another possibly lockdown type situation.
Well, once we get in close, I would bet that Tumas can probably slice up some sort of, you know, basic floor plan, perhaps, or prisoner roster.
Mm-hmm. I like this, yes.
Okay, if we can't do it remotely, we can find some sort of, you know, local place to tap in.
This one understands. Tumas was not so successful last time. But maybe this'll be the one, the Tumask, if you will, of success.
Tumask of success.
Tumask, I like it. What can I say? It has a ring to it.
It's your contacts. You had one successful contact. It was Tumask. Tumask will Tumask the situation.
You know, I was betrayed too, okay? You don't have to tell me that I had a terrible contact, all right? I worked with Muvol several times, and she was completely fine. And then that Slimo trash heap of a scalper sold us out to our enemies. I was a part of that. I do not expect you all to be holding this over my head like this. I sense so much antagonism. I guess it's not really from Bosch. You're fine. But Levo, you are sassing me like you have never sassed me before. And Tumas, this is the second time that you have brought this up to me. And I do not understand
I was hurt too, you know. My feelings were hurt, my personal and business. I am at a loss, okay?
Can we do it like another time?
There's another clockwise
one going off.
And then the alarms go off that were about to come out of my
No! No!
Flint, this one understands. You are right. Partners?
Chumask holds out his hand.
All six claws.
Six clawed hands.
Like, there's really no thumb, like, so it's still, like, six straight claws.
Flint looks at it and gives a breathe deep and then does the forearm grasp. Like, he's like, partners.
Yes. I'm glad we cleared the air here.
One last thing.
I want to apologize for that, but believe me, I am going to track down and murder that woman. So that will make us all feel a lot better.
Levo's just been watching the whole time silently. And then at the end goes, your emotional outbursts are both amusing and trivial to me.
Just to be clear and clear the air, this one almost left you behind on that space station.
You didn't have to tell him that.
I want to clear the air. I was emotional and angry at you, Flint. But this one doesn't want that to hang over him.
Bosch reaches back behind the Jarek board and opens a bag of cheese balls.
In most situations...
Good you mean when it. I fell down the hole?
Yes!
You wanted to just...
We were close to leaving!
You were?
The ship was being attacked. There were weird noises.
I want
losing
to
my accent.
I want to say that although I am hurt by the knowledge that you were willing to just leave me behind, I also am pragmatically understanding in that your life is your first priority. And frankly, my life is my first priority. So... I would not be offended if you left me to those horrible tentacle monsters in the future if it is to get away. And I would expect you to not be offended if I did the same.
This one is taken back by you, Flint. That is exactly this one's thought. Not the thought of leaving you behind, but the thought of my anger leading to that decision. Because logic would have lent me the same way.
Absolutely.
And you understand that.
This is why we make a good partnership.
This one is pleased.
We both are so selfish that we will get the job done no matter what the cost of lives.
So you hear that, boss? We can just leave him for dead whenever we want.
I heard that. their emotional and moral compasses are very interesting.
Yeah.
The likelihood of us not making it out and you making it out is so low that I am not worried by you leaving us behind. Don't worry.
That might have been a Chekhov's gun. We'll find out.
All right. So I'm glad we cleared the air on that. And I'm ready to continue with, you know, discussing how we are going to proceed with our new mission. So far, we have that you, Tomas, will be able to hopefully slice and get the blueprints for this prison and hopefully exactly where in the prison we need to go. We can, of course, employ distractions onto the other side of the prison. Once we know where we need, we could possibly use these lizards, like you say, Levo and Bosch, and either as a distraction or as, you know, we will see how thick the walls are, I suppose. Maybe she is held on an outside cell and we can just, you know, breach that and then fly out. Our ship has taken quite a bit of damage of the last fight, so
yeah.
Maybe if we found a way to be as stealthy as possible and get out to the ship. Maybe we can find a speeder on planet that can get us quickly to our ship at a safe location.
Maybe.
Can so I do
are,
a
are we
knowledge?
Close enough that we can, have we come out of hyperspace yet?
I thought so.
Okay.
Guys, can I do? I wanted to do a Core Worlds thing to see if I do know a contact. I think these guys.
That would be streetwise.
Guys, we've actually. I don't mean to be a dick, but we have established that it's basically a deserted planet, and the only thing on it is the prison.
Yeah. So we should focus on the prison.
Yeah. When you get to the planet, you'll see stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, so you're saying that there are no settlements?
Right. The Empire wiped them out.
So
and it was a pretty barren plant to begin with. We might find some sort of old farming station.
So they're not going to have...
But there might be some old equipment there that we could get working again.
Aye, that is another great idea.
Yeah. We should land out in the field, then cover the ship, make sure no one finds it, and...
We should make a strange pattern in the field.
So these are all...
They'll be, like, very confused by it and be like, who made these weird circles in our field?
We could do that, yeah. Why?
I read in the book at one point.
Okay.
See, this is the type of information that I am very happy to be discussing before I go to sleep, because frankly, I would have a very restless hyperspace trip if I were just stewing over this for 12
that's
hours.
That's what this was about, your beauty rest.
Levo, some of us just can't shut off our brains, literally, in order to get our rest.
It is pretty convenient.
Yes. Yeah, I imagine it would be. I am jealous. And
I turn myself good off.
I take off one of his arms while he's sleeping.
Make
and
a mechanics
hide.
Check.
If I fail, I rip it off.
Sure. You deal damage to him if
you
fail.
Yeah, you deal a lot of damage. Oh,
no. What's the check on the mechanics? I picked up 3.
Yeah, 3 sounds good to me.
God.
I fail with an advantage.
Cool. The advantage is you don't take them apart. So we do a third clockwise wipe, and it's you're covered in grease, like your sleeves are rolled up, and you have like toolkits out, and you're like trying to take off the arm when Levo comes back online.
What the? God damn it, what are you doing?
I'm trying to take apart your arm.
You just can't take a joke. Get off me.
All of a sudden, the hyperspace alarm starts finally going off.
Finally.
Saying you've arrived at Morja.
Bosch runs in with a towel wrapped around his waist, dripping wet.
Damn gremlin. God, he took another shower.
We were in hyperspace. What else was
for 12 hours.
Oh, God.
I'll be in the shower.
You might want to wait a minute. There isn't a lot of hot water right now.
That's fine. I'm used to the cold as well. I do take a cold shower.
So we're out of hyperspace.
So cool. So we cut to an exterior shot of space, and the Iron Shrike pops in out of hyperspace, slows down, and appears right in front of the camera. We then see this big, like, dark blue and dark green orb of a planet. And we see a yellow sun nearby, sort of Earth-like, but the colors are sort of a darker shade than we would normally see. And also, there's a lot of dark clouds over it. Not like white clouds, not like...
Moody.
Yeah, gray. Gray clouds.
This is an emo planet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Episode of the Edgelords.
Everyone on the Defiler.
I would not have associated Edging Lords with emo.
Yeah.
I'm learning so much.
Where were you in the early 2000s?
Happily away from this mess.
Oh, yeah.
I was busy listening to Armor for Sleep and Death Cab for Cutie.
That was My Chemical Romance.
Armor for Sleep.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
A lot of AFI.
Yeah.
Now AFI. I am silver and silent.
Oh, Jesus.
It's going to be in your head now.
That was
the bad album. None of that's going to be in my head.
Thank goodness.
Anyway, how much I remember of that.
All of that is staying in.
Tell us about the planet.
Yeah, I just described it. That's what it looks like. You guys are... the Iron Shrike is overlooking the planet. You guys have come out of hyperspace. We cut to a shot inside the cockpit, where I'm assuming Levo's in the pilot seat, Tumas is in the co-pilot seat. Flint is possibly in the shower now.
He's come out of the shower. He's got one towel around his waist, and he's using the other towel to ruffle his head tails to dry them
tentacles.
Off.
Is Bosch also standing next to you, also in a towel?
Yeah. And I like this. I'm washing, and I'm drying my hair, too. You know, thanks.
I feel so much cleaner and fresher.
It's relaxing.
It is, yeah.
So now that we're in visual range of the planet...
pining for an oil bath.
I'd like to roll, I guess, what would it be, a perception check at this point? To discern some, you know, major geographical features nearby that we might land in.
You guys could do a flyover pass if you want to try to maybe see and scan.
Buzz the tower?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Maybe do like a high altitude scan of the area.
Yeah.
Well, so the does the Iron Shrike have any sort of special reconnaissance capabilities?
Nothing special, just decent scanners.
Decent scanners. Okay. So I'd like to give the surface of the planet a scan, and look for a sort of defile or valley or, you know, riverbed or dry riverbed or something that we can put the ship down in. Perhaps we find an old farming center, something like that.
Okay.
Actually, you know what?
Tumas, since you're...
Okay, hold on. I'm gonna flip a light side point. We see an old abandoned farm on the planet's surface.
Cool. Do you want it to be close enough to the Imperial prison?
I want it to be within... I want it to be about a day's hike from the prison.
Cool.
So
we get a montage of you flying over, Tumas is scanning, maybe we have some shots of you flying through the atmosphere. There's beautiful John Williams music playing as you're flying through the clouds. That starts to get the music itself takes on a darker note as you fly deeper in and storms start to rage. The ship starts shaking because you're able to determine pretty quickly that this planet is plagued by ion storms, which could very easily take out a ship if you're not careful if you fly through it.
Well, so which of us has the highest planetary piloting skill?
Me.
Mine at the moment is...
Well, it wouldn't be planetary piloting. That would be, like, speeders and stuff.
So this would still be... This would still be space.
Yeah.
Okay.
That would be me.
Yeah. Space piloting is basically piloting spaceships.
Yes.
It's kind of not an intuitive naming scheme.
No, I get it now. It makes sense.
I'm trying to land us safely. Yep. Tumas, do you want to make a use computer check as well to find other information by scanning the planet?
Yeah.
It's going to be difficulty...
Can I get another yellow?
One.
Nice. Three yellow?
Yeah. And how much you succeed by is how much hell you'll find out.
That's three successes.
Nice.
So you see on the Northern Hemisphere, there are some settlements there. There aren't any major colonies or landing pads or anything, but there are settlements and some minor populations in the Northern Hemisphere. But in the Southern Hemisphere, where the prison is, there's really not anything at all. It's just the Imperial facility, and there's actually warning broadcasts that are put out saying that gives a limit to how close you could fly to the station. You also see there's a small capital ship flying over it in atmosphere. It's an Architens class light cruiser. But you guys can stay well enough away where you won't come anywhere near it.
Mm.
The Architens, if you've seen Rebels, it's appeared in there.
So would there be a abandoned farm or something close enough to the prison? It seems
It sounds like we can't really land the ship at it, though. It sounds like we'll have...
Well, it sounded like the whole Northern Hemisphere was where they farmed, and the South was fenced off. I don't know how big the planet is.
It's huge. It's like, imagine Earth size, so...
Yeah, that's pretty big.
Yeah, there's plenty of room for you guys to get close enough to, like, land the ship. So as you guys are flying over, Levo, can you make a pilot check to avoid the ion storms?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be difficulty 2. Actually, I'm going to flip a dark side point.
Oh.
And upgrade one of those difficulties...
To a red?
Yeah, to a red.
Two successes, lucky. Two advantages.
Ooh. Nice. So we cut inside the cockpit for a second. You guys are like watching, scanning, and the storm's raging outside, and it's almost like blue lightning erupting all around. You have chain lightning going on, and the ship's shaking violently, and it's rattling very worryingly for everyone except for Levo.
But I still make a cool turn around a bolt of lightning to avoid it.
Ooh. You roll as the sky explodes with lightning, and you come down beneath the clouds. And you do see what looks like an old settlement, and it's overrun with grasses and vegetation, but you find a nice area where you could set down in a fertile-looking river valley. There's a small delta with like water coming around, and it looks like it's recently rained, and there's steep cliff sides on either side, but it's sort of wide enough where you could land the ship, no problem. Now, when you land the ship, we have the normal landing, lands on its struts, it's going down. The landing ramp lowers, but from inside the cockpit, we have a look out, and there's old Clone Wars era vehicles, these old, like, clone trooper walkers that have rusted out and have been blown up and are now covered with vines.
Cool.
That's cool.
And maybe you guys see, like a shape of a body that's been covered over with grasses and whatnot, and you see, like, droid parts coming out of it. And, you see a farm, but maybe this ended up being the site of some battle in the Clone Wars years ago. So take it away. The ship's now landed. You have a small base of operations for the time being.
Yeah. So there's a... This is, like, a settlement. Are there any standing... I'm assuming there's, like, a standing structure somewhere.
There's several collapsed structures. The biggest one is like, it looks like it might have been a farmhouse, mm-hmm. but it's definitely like a Star Wars style farmhouse with half the wall on the roof on one side. It's not quite like steepled, but rounded roofs. Like one of the sides of the roofs is blown out.
So Bosch jogs down out of the cockpit. He's already gotten dressed. He's got his padded armor on, except for the helmet. He's carrying that, and he's carrying his spear, and he's still kind of like shaking out his hair. He's still a little bit wet. And so as he comes down the the ramp, he kind of stands and takes a look around and sort of takes in the immensity of being on this almost ghost-like killing ground, and then rolls a perception check.
Cool. What for? Oh, just to like look around to see if you notice anything.
I would like to look specifically for any sort of salvageable machinery.
Cool. So you start going picking amongst the dead.
While he's doing that and rolling, Flint walks down. Flint's all back into his armor and his coat, and he walks down and he goes, "Oh wow! Look at all this clone era stuff. This is so cool!" And he goes. He starts climbing up onto the onto the old walkers and like checking through to see if he can get inside.
You tug on a hatch and it like slowly grinds open. It's been rusted shut.
Oh, I can get in?
Yeah, the hatch actually rips off in your hand.
Guys, I can get in here! And I put it down and I go inside, I guess.
Yeah, you hop down inside. It looks like it's been burnt out as if it exploded from within. You see the burnt husks of clone trooper armor inside.
Oh, this is gruesome. It's gruesome in here, man.
And just to also better paint the picture, the sky above you, there's no rain at the moment, but there's a constant sound of rolling thunder in the distance. And maybe you see... It almost looks like a 1980s effect, maybe like Ghostbusters, where they used to do those cloud machines.
Yes.
And there's like blue lightning flashing from within, but you don't actually see the lightning. You just see some of the bright flashes of blue. And there's your nostrils are filled with a rich, earthy scent, like a nice loamy. Like this is very fertile soil.
So I'm gonna roll that perception check.
Cool, roll.
What's the difficulty?
To find something useful, make it. It's been a while, so make difficulty 3.
Okay, so I remove 1 on account of my powers.
Cool.
Great. So I'm looking. I'm rolling green, a yellow, and a blue. I'm looking for any sort of useful or salvageable machinery or shelter, but primarily salvageable weaponry and machinery. Nope.
Nope.
Just flat out nothing.
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Cool. You're looking around. Maybe you find what looks like an old DC-15A, the clone trooper blaster rifle. You pick it up. And as you pick it up, like, the middle piece falls out of your hand.
Hey, Flint, you think you can make some use of this?
Oh, no, you can see where the barrel there is corroded. And you can see that the blaster pack station, you couldn't even fit the blaster pack into there. Oh, jeez, that's a relic, though. We should bring it down just for sentimental value. I guess I should search
inside.
You're
such a history buff.
Well, you know... The weapons of the Clone Wars were devastating and incredible, okay. And the power involved in that. Whew! It's always fascinated me since I was a young Nautilin.
Okay.
I will also make a check on the inside to see if I see it. Just
cool.
I don't think
so. While Bosch and Flint are looking around, what is Tumask and Levo doing? And you make the roll, and then I'll tell you what you find after they look around for a second. Yes.
Nope. 3 threats.
Cool.
So,
we'll get to that.
So, Tomas comes out. He's all in his armor, also suited up. Don't we have like matching suits now or something
Yeah,
right?
We haven't got, we've left the paint behind.
Oh, that's right. So, we didn't do any color. So, we all look the same kind of a thing.
I imagine there's sort of like a matte black almost.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
Cool.
So, he's got his new data pad. He also has his new electro. Binoculars kind of on his head, like on his forehead kind of a thing.
Cool.
So he comes off the ship and he climbs like one of the walkers, like kind of like the biggest thing he can.
Is it the same one Flint's in?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. He climbs to the top of it and then just kind of like puts on his electro binoculars and just to kind of look around to scout out to see if he can see like how close we are to anything, just to look around the distance.
Cool. Roll perception. It'll be difficulty 2.
I like that. That's a nice little...
Yeah, what's Levo doing while you're doing that? Just so we could like have the whole cast.
So he has terrible perception, but he's just going to wander into that farmhouse.
Cool. So we have an image of like Levo is just sort of like walking into this farmhouse.
Yeah.
Flint and Tumas standing like almost triumphantly on top of this rusted out tank while the sky's roiling above them with electricity.
I'm in and out of it.
And then Bosch is at probably right beneath that tank, like scrounging through the dead.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Roll One. If you enjoyed listening, please rate us on iTunes and, more importantly, tell your friends about us. Also, follow us on Facebook or on Twitter at Roll One Podcast. Levo 3 is played by Tom Wilson, who can be found on Instagram with the name IMTDubs. Tumask is played by John Barcello, who can be found on Instagram with the name John Barcello. Bosch Trebia is played by Evan Boshi, who can be found on Twitter at BoshTunes. Flint Cross is played by Alfonso Giansanti II, who can be found on Instagram with the name Fonzalicious. Roll One is produced and game mastered by yours truly, Jake Lucas, who can be found on Twitter at Jake A. Lucas, or on stage with his improv team, Tilt, at Reckless Theater, and his sketch team, Candyass, at the People's Improv Theater. The Star Wars Edge of the Empire, Age of Rebellion, and Force and Destiny role-playing games belong to Lucas Books and Fantasy Flight Games. All music is by Nerd Salad, who can be found on Facebook or on Twitter at Nerd Salad. Stay tuned for the next thrilling episode of Roll One, The Gathering Storm Part 2. Until then, may the Force be with you.